The justices left open some narrow pathways to universal restrictions where no other remedies would work. Another hot-button issue this year, transgender rights. The justices heard a few cases on this topic, but a case that stands out is United States versus Scrimeti. The court ruled that a Tennessee law prohibiting medical professionals from providing gender transition drugs to minors was legal. An ACLU attorney who challenged the law said it violated the 14th Amendment.
We think it's quite obvious that the law does classify based on sex, and that the court in this case had to do a lot of backflips to get around the logic that they use, that the case that the law doesn't classify based on sex.
The Scrimeti ruling didn't settle broader questions about transgender rights or other state bans. The court is expected to address more transgender rights issues in that case as well as in others, including a case about transgender students participating in girls' sports. In Alabama, parents sued a public school for the right to opt their children out of instruction that uses LGBTQ-inclusive storybooks. The school board had ended its opt-out policy when it received numerous requests. Oral argument in this case lasted 2.5 hours, with Justice Brett Kavanaugh at one point saying to the school's attorney, "This is a tough case to argue."
And I guess I'm just not understanding the whole goal, I think, of some of our religion precedents is to look for the win-win, to look for the situation where you can respect the religious beliefs and accommodate the religious beliefs while the state or city or whatever it may be can pursue its goals.